Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to welcome for the first time on the VI Talk podcast, Omar and Mo from Tara Technology, formerly Vitech Solutions. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for joining us this evening.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure to come on here. And we've heard a lot about you on Facebook. You know, it's a very popular group.
Would you like to start by telling us the background of your company or your organization?
Sure. Yeah. We started the business mainly because we were frustrated at the lack of support, really, that blind and visually impaired people had when it comes to using technology or overcoming problems that they face when it comes to using screen readers or specialist equipment. And, you know, me and Mo's my older brother by about 8 years. And growing up, I saw as a sighted person how difficult it was for Mo to use technology. I mean, you can probably talk a bit about some of the issues that you went through, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 31 now, and you know, growing up, there weren't really many, you know. So obviously, these days, it's a lot, you know, kind of easier for people to get the support they need, I suppose, with groups like yourself. But you know, back when I was growing up, there wasn't really as much support as there is now to do with technology. And when I did receive support, it was either on a sort of time limit where people were sort of patronizing you for asking questions, and you know, it just wasn't on my terms. I like to keep things simple, really, when I'm explaining it to somebody. And you know, I've built PCs since my late teens, and even with that, I couldn't find anyone to sort of teach me, because you know, they were like, well, what do you want to do that for if you're totally blind? You can't do that, you know. It's, you know, and I thought to myself, it was like a red rag to a bull, because I thought, I'm going to prove you guys wrong. So when I left school, I went into voluntary work as a PC recycler, and we used to build and refurbish laptops and sell them on and that kind of thing. And it was all sort of voluntary work, but it gave me a fantastic experience. And I thought, you know what, I can do this. You know, it doesn't need sight to do this. So the company was started about 3 or 4 years back, you know, because at the time, a lot of our friends, you know, friends on these, on groups were saying, can you please not start a company so you can pass on your knowledge? Because you've spent so many years being frustrated. They just enjoyed the way we explained things to them. We kept it nice, simple, straight to the point. And we don't, you know, stand on ceremony. We don't say we deal with one supplier and that's it. Our job as a company is to find the best solution for somebody based on their needs. So it doesn't matter, you know, whether we have to show you 10 different reading machines from 10 different suppliers. The objective is to try and find what you need at the price that you need. So, you know, whether it's Dolphin supplying it, Sight and Sound, Humanware, RNIB, an international supplier, we'll find you the best solution that we can, if we can. You know, 99% of the time it works as well. You know, we try and keep everybody happy. So that, in a nutshell, is how we, you know, how we got started, really. Because a lot of the time, after sales, with these companies, you can buy a product or you can, you know, buy a service, but it's the after sales where, you know, in society in general, things seem to lack, really. And that's what we tend to pride ourselves on, the after sales experience and the customer care aspect. We've been brought up to be very caring, you know, help people first and foremost, basically. So in a nutshell, that's the intro, really.
Good ethos.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very much so. So you've told us how you got started. So do you want to give us an overview of a little bit more about what Tara Technology offers?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we offer are accessible mobile phones with or without buttons. So you have, for example, we do supply sort of iPhones and Android mobile phones, but we also supply mobile phones with buttons. And something that's been extremely popular with our company has been Nokia mobile phones, and more recently, a mobile phone called the Blind Shell Classic. And that's a button-based Nokia-style mobile phone. So it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 keypad on it. And it's a very simple mobile phone that actually talks. So it's a bit like the Alto back in the day. It's like a substitute for that. So that's one of the things that we offer, in addition to the Nokia mobile phones that we still sell. We also sell accessible iPhone accessories like speed dots, that allow visually impaired people to use VoiceOver with physical points of reference. So it's almost like having a Braille screen protector on your screen. So, you know, in the top left, that's the back button and the back button bump. If you go to the bottom right, you know, there's 4 dots on the bottom of the screen for different aspects of the mobile phone. So like the four different pages on the contact screen, for example. So that's one thing. We specialize in accessible mobile phones. I know Mo specifically focuses on computers, laptops, and tablets.
Yeah, so when anybody ever buys anything from us, whether it's a talking phone or a laptop, we customize it to their needs. So the talking computers and laptops that we offer, the prices start from around, you know, roughly about the £200 mark, really. And that includes, a modern computer running Windows 10 or a laptop or a tablet, and it's fully configured with speech. So it's fully talking out of the box with speech and magnification. And it's a bit of a bargain price, really, compared to what they used to cost, because people used to pay about £1,500 for this stuff, you know. Yeah. But you don't need to do that these days, you know.
No.
And we also, one other popular thing that we offer as well is TV-onics set-top boxes. Now, these are talking boxes that plug into your television, and what they allow you to do is record television programs, and also because they're fully talking, they actually read out the television guide to you. So the television guide, the menus, the library, all the programs that you've recorded are read out. It's also got audio description as well, and it's just proven very, very popular with our customers.
Yeah.
Because many people have these recorders, and if you've got a recorder and it's not performing as well, we repair them as well. So, we offer a servicing option to keep these recorders going, because they still work absolutely fine. Mm. It's just that some of the stuff inside can become a bit worn over time, you see.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the most popular questions we do get on VI Talk, is about audio description and also another descriptions,
yeah,
and recording of programs. It's very difficult with your VI to do that. It's like, you know,
yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, modern TVs do offer the function, obviously, but you know, people have to buy accessories. So it's not just the telly that you're buying. You've got to buy a separate disc for it, the telly, get it all plugged in, learn how to use it. Whereas with the TV on Xbox, because it's fully talking and the buttons are nice and big on the remote control, people just find it very easy to get to grips with, you know. And it's just, obviously, it's half the price of a modern sort of, you know, Samsung TV that talks. And not everybody wants to buy a big TV, of course. You know, some people haven't got the space, have they? They're getting bigger and bigger now, aren't they?
They go to a shop
and they're huge. You know, I saw one for 80 inches the other day. I'm thinking, where on earth would you put that?
Yeah. I haven't got
a wall that's 80 inches big. No, in my room, never mind anything else.
Yeah. So, yeah, we also offer product repairs and upgrades. So if you've got a broken screen or a broken keyboard, or if you've dropped it or something, we can fix laptops and computers and other specialist equipment like the Victor Reader, for example. We had one the other day and, they were going to throw it away, but we managed to bring it back to life and rejuvenate it, really. So any specialist equipment like CCTVs or braille displays, braille embossers or anything VI related, we can most likely in most cases repair them and upgrade them if needs be. We also, if you do want to get something secondhand or refurbished, or if you just need advice on where to go in terms of buying a product, whether to go with sight and sound or human wear, we offer advice on sourcing the best products for you. So, for example, what's the best screen reader to use? What's the best braille display? What kind of daily living aids do you need when you've recently moved into a flat? Or what's the best tablet for X job? Or I've started a new job. What's the best technology to get me started in terms of doing well at my new role, for example? Mm. And we also provide training as standard as part of those. So whatever product we supply, whether it's the mobile phone or an accessory or whatever it may be, there's an option. I mean, and in most cases, we do supply it by default, the training and technical support. So you can ring us up and we've got 2 or 3 hours in most cases reserved specifically for you to get up and running, basically, with your computer or laptop, if you choose to go through us. And I'm sure Mo can probably talk a bit more about the training and technical support side, but over the phone or in person, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's proved really invaluable, because, you know, whether we do it over the phone or Skype, you know, because every product that we supply, because again, one thing that we found that was lacking over the years was when you bought something, nobody would actually say, oh, we'll spend time telling you how to use it. You know, you got limited time. Somebody would probably give you half an hour. But for example, when we sell a PC to somebody, we give them 3 hours as standard. But, you know, by default. So when the PC arrives, somebody needs help, you know, connecting it to the web, setting their emails up. We do all that for you. We handhold you through the whole process. And the same thing applies when you buy a mobile phone or an iPhone, whatever it might be, the training's inclusive. And that's been a huge, you know, selling point, because like I said, a lot of other companies, they put you on a time limit. They say, right, you've got half an hour and that's it. And then they start charging you. We don't sit there with a stopwatch. You know, if somebody goes over significantly, obviously then you have to start saying, well, okay, we spent 4 or 5 hours, you know, let's, you know, might be a bit extra, but we don't sit there with a stopwatch and say, right, you've gone 1 minute over, you know, let's start charging the people. You know, it's not like that at all.
No,
we like to have a bit of a casual approach to an extent, you know.
Yeah,
and make people feel welcome, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Is the training within the with the price of whatever
yes.
the product is?
Yeah, with most products it is. Yeah, I mean, if somebody says to us, you know, if they've got a specific use case and they say, right, I specifically want to book you guys for, you know, for X amount, or I'll need this doing on arrival, then we're honest at that point and say, look, it might cost a bit extra, but 9 times out of 10 the training is always included. Every product has training included as part of it, obviously above and beyond. That's made clear at the time, really.
Yeah,
I think so, the other thing worth mentioning as well, specifically with the computers and laptops now, if you do, I mean, a lot of people can, for example, go out to Currys and PC World, but the reason why they choose to go through us is because we set it up specifically with the software requirements that you need. So we'll get it ready with NVDA or JAWS or Supernova or, you know, whatever the software is, so that all you have when you get the laptop from our end to you at your address is just you open it up and plug it in and it's ready to go with all your documents or all your things set up for you, and that's included in the price when we generate the quote for you. And again, coming back to the training, that is inclusive of things like websites as well. We also design a lot of accessible websites for charities, organizations, or, you know, freelancers, for example. We've done a couple of websites for people who are doing freelance accessibility and mobility training. And we make sure to design them on using an accessible theme, making sure the fonts are easy to read and that the it's just got a good layout and good standard practices. So making sure the text is labeled with each image using alt text and things like that. And we also thoroughly test each website with all the major screen readers, JAWS, NVDA. We test them out with magnifiers as well. I think the only other couple of things I'd probably think about in terms of products and services is Braille transcription. And you probably take the helm on that more, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, Braille transcription, again, people are saying that Braille's dying out, but I don't think it is. You know, it's just one of these things. Braille is well and truly alive and well.
Me and Joe are both very passionate about Braille.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. It's fantastic. It really is. And we, you know, as well as providing Braille guides, you know, with our products on request, we actually do provide transcription services, like Omar was saying. So, you know, if you've got, for example, I don't know, it could be a bill, it could be, you know, in the past we've done flyers for theatres. You know, Liverpool Theatre, we did flyers for them. We've done accessible, training cards for students working, you know, as you know, on riding on the railway in Sheffield, I think it was. We've worked on quite a few projects. So whether it's a restaurant menu that somebody needs brailing, you know, whether it's something that you need brailing, like a book, for example. We've also done recipe books in the past as well. So we had one customer who said, I want to be able to read my recipe book in braille in the kitchen. And you know, because obviously it's a bit hard, isn't it? Although you've got the Alexas and stuff like that now, it's a bit hard sometimes. You want a reference point to go back to, don't you? You know, so for example, what was 1.2 again? What was that method I had to do? How many ounces of it? So she wanted a recipe book, and we printed it off and sent it across, and that's proved really invaluable, you know.
Yeah,
I think whatever braille grade you'd like it in, everything's professionally bound and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's just a fantastic addition, really.
Yeah, I think the other thing as well that's just come to mind, because I was just thinking about how much independence Braille gives you in terms of, you know, just having something that you can read and go back to. You know, I think the level of independence is fantastic. And I think the other thing that came to my mind as I thought about that was a program that we wrote that enables visually impaired people to print off articles for the blind labels. And I think it was you, Mo, that was saying about a couple of years ago that it got to the point where you were so frustrated, I think, where you just
I was moving house. I moved house back in 2013. Well, we all did, actually, because we're sort of, you know, up sticks and moved to the country kind of thing. And one of the things that we had to do was clear out all the junk. I had boxes full of stuff, you know, old cassettes and all sorts. And obviously sending that in the post is a bit of a nightmare if you can't see, because I had to get somebody to write all the addresses out for me, you know. And you could tell family members were just got to the point where they were just getting a bit sick of it. You know, stop asking me. This is the 50th address now. Stop it. Yeah. So what I asked Omar to do was write a program that basically allowed me to print my own address labels off. And what the program sort of, you know, allows you to do, it's an address book, basically. So what it allows you to do is it actually prints the Word articles for the blind with the logo and all the font, but it also prints the address off on a blank label for you. So, you know, it's fully accessible. So, for example, if you select, let's say there are four labels on a sheet, if you select the top left option, it will print the address off on that label. All you've got to do is peel it off and stick it on. And then that is an accessible way of sending your post. And, people say again that, oh, I might not need to send any post, but, you know, for example, if you need a talking watch repaired and you need to send it back to Cobalt, how are you going to print the address off? You know, yeah. It's one of these things. Yeah. You can use Microsoft Word, but people, you know, I know, for example, when I was using it, I used to always get the address out of line. All it takes is that one sort of keystroke that you press and the whole thing goes wonky and it just doesn't look very professional. So, and that was the main cause, really.
Yeah. So is it just the both of you in the organization, or is it how many people?
It's a family-run business, so, you know, it's me and Mo that do the day-to-day running of the business, but we also have family members chipping in terms of, you know, going backwards and forwards between the post office, for example, and, you know, packing and things like that. So it's a collective effort, but it's me and Mo
Our mum really is the driving force behind this company, because, you know, she has very high standards, really, which we've been brought up to adhere to, really. And she's our main, you know, sort of HR person. She deals a lot with, you know, sort of day-to-day communication with, you know, promotion of the business, the general, making sure that everything's on track, basically. And, you know, especially at exhibitions, for example, people just gravitate towards her. She's got a fantastic personality, you know. Yeah. And I think we've sort of picked that up from her, you know.
Yeah. Well, what they do say is every behind every good man is a good woman.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Absolutely right, yeah.
And it's just been fantastic how, you know, the business has progressed, you know. And people that we work with have just been an inspiration as well. You hear all kinds of stories on a day-to-day basis. We've spoken to mechanics, lawyers, you know, people who are losing their sight. It's just amazing what people tell you, you know.
I think the thing that really inspires us is the fact that you have these people who have lost their sight, but they've got a can-do attitude, and they're just, I know particularly when, you know, because you lost your sight at an early age, but when you meet people who have lost it later on in life, it is really heartbreaking to hear some of their stories, but the attitudes that they have are just unbelievable. Come on, let's do this. I'm positive. I'll get stuck in with NVDA. I'll get the manual open. And I think that's the thing that makes it amazing, just doing this on a day-to-day basis, really, as a job.
Yeah, great. So you said about training. Do people come to you for training? Do you do it over, you know, Skype or Zoom or something? Or do you go out sometimes as well to meet up with people in a different venue?
We do all three, really. You're more than welcome to come and see us. We're on the East Coast in Lincolnshire. Yeah. We also go and see people in person as well. So we've actually been as far as Edinburgh. You know, it's just been, it's amazing, really, because people obviously want that sort of personal touch. But yeah. I'd say that Skype and Zoom and telephone are the most popular the most popular options, obviously, because, you know, people can just do it in the comfort of their own home, really. You don't have to go anywhere.
Definitely.
Nice and simple.
Keeps it cheap as well, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Travel can be quite expensive.
Exactly. Absolutely. Travel can be quite expensive because you have to charge a daily rate, obviously, to go and see somebody. But even then, we try and keep prices down. So. Yeah.
Brilliant. So how can people contact you?
Well, there's different ways, really. You can contact us by telephone. Our phone number is 0343-289-7501. I'll just say that again. So that's 0343-289-7501. You can contact us on email. So it's the word contact at tyratech.com. So Tyra is spelled T-A-I-R-A. And then the word tech, short for technology, so tech.com. Or you can just visit us online if you want to learn more about our products and services. So it's www.tyratech.com, the same spelling as the email address. Or on social media, Facebook and Twitter is at Tyra Technology. Most of the time we are hanging out on VI Talk, so we do tend to comment things on there. So
that's,
you can
nice
spot us on there. Just feel free to drop a hello if you listen to the podcast, and it's I mainly hang out on there, so It'll probably be me that you get to. And yeah, feel free to say hi on the group, and yeah, I'd be more than happy to help.
Brilliant.
Just before we finish, what's the future of Tara Technology? What do you guys hope for?
Well, Omar.
Sorry, I was going to say, yeah, one of the things that we really want to try and do is start getting involved in, you know, product development, more so in terms of coming up with sort of products that enable people to use, you know, like mobile phones, for example, in an easier way. We're also looking at trying to bring out a more modern solution to the TV Onyx box, because it has been a few years since the company went into liquidation. So we're trying to find a more modern solution. But we have the ultimate, I think the future vision for us is to become a product, a company that helps blind and visually impaired people through a various different types of products, but also through technical support and training, and ultimately be that one-stop shop for people who are blind to say, you know what, I've lost my sight, or I'm losing my sight, where can I start, you know, can you help me, kind of thing. And I think that's always been the goal from the start. Sorry, Mo, I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, no, that's the perfect sum up, really. You know, it's just you know, I think being a family-run business often helps, because people relate to the story, don't they, really?
And
they sort of, as long as you've got that atmosphere, you know, people, then, and also the product development aspect, you know, other companies, you know, sometimes we've heard from our customers and they've said, well, we wish this product did this, or we wish it did that. You know, we want to try and engage with visually impaired people in the future. You know, as a product's being developed, we're going to be doing research groups up and down the country. Yeah. We're going to be approaching schools, charities, and actually asking blind people, okay, we've got this product idea, but what do you want from it? As a blind person, what would you like to see? Because that question isn't asked enough. You know, it's all right, people bringing out products, but you find that they're always lacking in something. And it's like, well, if you'd asked us, we would have told you. You know?
Yeah.
Just ask the question.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah.
And this is why, you know, the Blind Shell, for example, is such a good example. You know, it really is a fantastic phone because it has buttons on it. Mm. You know, it's got the older Nokia style layout, but what the developers are doing is working directly with us. You know, so they've, you know, obviously we're reselling the phone, but if we use that as an example, if somebody needs the phone fixing or they need parts for it, they've got a central point of contact in the UK, which is us. And also it's very, very easy to use. So if let's say, for example, recently we had a customer saying they wanted a certain feature, because we're in touch with the development team, we can request that and they'll implement it. And it's lovely to have that. You know, it's quite refreshing to have a company that listens to you, you know. So if anybody needs any Blind Shell support, you know, get in touch with us, or even more information about the phone, maybe it's worth us coming on one of your future shows and just doing a bit of a demo on it or something, if you don't mind, because it would be nice to sort of show people how it works. It's been a very popular gadget so far, so I'm not sure whether that's of interest, but the option's there. You know,
brilliant,
great stuff. Are you going to be at any of the exhibitions this year? So, for example, Sight Village.
What we're intending on doing, so hopefully in the summer we'll be going to Sight Village Central, and we'll also be contacting a few charities around the country to see if they're doing any exhibitions or demo days and things like that. So hopefully we will be start popping up around the country and seeing people in person and getting out there and getting the word out.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we'll be sending out announcements. I think we're also planning on doing the Royal Armouries in Leeds, the Sight Village event. The Wales event was hopefully going to be an option, but unfortunately, because of the recent uncertainties, it's just been a bit impossible to commit. So we're not going to chance going there, really, is it? At the moment, but certainly the other events, certainly Sight Village, I think it's Sight Village North and Sight Village for the East Midlands, we're going to be doing those too. So just keep an eye on the social media. We'll be announcing which charities we're going to be attending as well, which open days. We're also planning, or possibly planning, some visits to, you know, central schools. For example, if you've got any students from New College Worcester or St. Vincent's, or, you know, specialist schools around the country, RNC, we're also hoping to attend there in the future. We can't say exactly when, but, you know, it's nice to see people around the country, and it's nice to have that face-to-face contact. You often get to put a sort of face to the voice, if you like.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So if you guys are at any exhibitions, let us know. You know, hopefully we can come and say hi, you know.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for joining us this evening. It's been really informative and very useful. I'm sure our listeners will be really interested.
No worries at all. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, both.
Cheers.
Take care.
Take care.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.